Just a couple of seconds remain in the hockey game. Vegas into the offensive zone again, but Devan Dubnyk and the Minnesota Wild will celebrate their second straight win as they beat the Vegas Golden Knights 4-2. The Wild have now won two straight, three of the last four, and now will head to Denver. They've got one more game left before the All-Star break coming up on Wednesday night at the Pepsi Center against the Avalanche. Start a new
life of our own. Hey, Bruce, it's Paul Allen. How are you?
Mr. Allen, I'm fine. How are you today?
Pretty well. You don't completely have your voice back after that Las Vegas turnaround. Are you concerned?
No, it's getting better. I'll probably lose it again tonight, but then I have enough time off to get it back. So I'm not worried.
Your wife, Crystal, you're familiar with her, right?
I've met her, yes.
How dedicated is your lovely wife? Saturday, she watched your son, Brady, play goal for your Blue Ox team, then zip to the X to watch you guys beat the Blue Jackets. That is dedication.
Yeah, she's pretty good. She's all in. There's no doubt about that. I'm pretty lucky.
What are the instructions for your guys during the All-Star break after you play tonight?
Well, I guess the biggest instructions are going to be to, A, enjoy your time with your family and whatever you're doing, but make sure that you come back ready to play. In other words, be in shape. Don't just take the next 7 days and do nothing. Hopefully most of the players, I don't know if they'll be on the ice, but at least they're in the habit of working out, so I hope that continues.
Tricky balance, right? I mean, are they required to keep up the cardio, or do you want them off their feet? It's kind of been a long season so far.
It is, and it's a good break. It's a good time for a break, and it's. I'm really not dictating to what they should do or what they shouldn't do. I'm hoping that it is their time, but at the same time, we want them to be ready. I mean, when we come back, we hit the ground running pretty hard. I mean,
yep.
We have one practice, and then we play Dallas, and then in Dallas, and then we're home to play Chicago in Chicago. So, or at home against Chicago. So it doesn't get easy.
What if one of your guys comes back fat and out of shape?
Well, I guess he won't be playing.
It's that simple, right?
It's pretty simple. When you got to win, you got to put the best lineup that you can and you think you have on the ice all the time.
You know, Bruce, I want to ask you if you like the way your team is trending, but I mean, January, and quite honestly, the whole thing has been so weird. I mean, you're beating some of the best in the NHL. I think you're 6-1 against teams like in January that have 59 points or more. But
6-0-1.
Thank you. But there are some losses against some substandard teams. So, I mean, do you like the way your team is trending?
Well, I mean, it's a tough question, but I mean. I like the way the team is capable of playing. I don't like the inconsistencies in our team, for sure. I mean, there's games that you know that you could be very winnable games. The game in Philadelphia when you start out 2-0 is a very winnable game. Detroit, quite frankly, outplayed us. But the Anaheim game was a winnable game, even though they started 3-0. We had so many opportunities that to score three or more goals that game that, you know. But so those games, definitely you scratch your head at that. But for the most part in January, we've played some pretty good hockey.
Marcus Foligno has been terrific, specifically in that Vegas game. What are you liking about his game?
Well, he's really picked up his game a lot. He's skating really well. He's getting a little more confidence now that he's scoring a couple goals. I think he likes playing with his line mates. And, I think the penalty killing has really added a lot to his game. I mean, he takes so much pride in that, and he does such a good job at penalty killing. And he was to the point last game here where when we got down to 2.5 lines, he was playing on it in a defensive role, and he did a really good job at it.
Has Jordan Greenway turned the corner from good to very good?
You know what? I wouldn't want to put that pressure on him yet. But, I mean, He's still a little inconsistent. You'd like to see him do it every day, but when he's playing, when he's on top of his game, he is really good. I just like to, and young guys, for the most part, say they don't do it every day, but I mean, when he does it, it's great. And I think a lot of that has to do with, you know, he's played college before, and in college, there's only a 40-game season. He's already played 48 games right now, so sometimes, you're not as, you know, you're a little more tired or fatigued. You don't realize how much you are playing when you come to the NHL.
Well, I mean, without over pumping his tires publicly, and I understand that with younger players, you, Bruce, you've just seen so much and you know so much, and it's not like your opinion always is right. But I mean, with Greenway, do you sometimes just say, wow, I think we're really on to something here?
Definitely. I think he's going to be a real top-notch pro. And I'm not saying it's going to be by the end of this year or even next year, but by his third year in the NHL, he's going to be a force to be reckoned with.
What's up? Is there anything different of late with your blue liners, Bruce? Are they being more aggressive offensively?
Well, we're trying to. We haven't exactly been lighting the lamp too often. So, I mean, we've sort of changed our game a little bit is having our defense being a little more aggressive, but at the same time having our top forward being a little more conservative and that he's got to be backing these guys up all the time. We don't want to be running helter-skelter and then all of a sudden getting odd man rushes against us, because then we're going to get beat for sure. But if we can have really good support when our D are aggressive, I think it makes us a better team.
When you watch back games, what amazes you about the way Jared Spurgeon plays?
Well, I think everything about Jared Spurgeon is amazing. For him, his angles are tremendous, first of all, and that's really important when you're his size. He gets good angles, his skating ability, his anticipation, all of these things are elite, and it's what makes him, to me, one of the best defensemen in the league. I mean, and unheralded, but that's what he is.
The Avs tonight, obviously the MacKinnon line is fantastic. After that, what do they do well?
They skate, and their best attribute other than the MacKinnon line is their defense are extremely active and always up with the play. And you have to make sure you control them. If you can get in their face and not give them time and space, then you usually have success. But if you back in and let them skate, you're going to be in big trouble.
Bruce Boudreau, coach of the Minnesota Wild, weekly 9 to noon. Wild and Avs this evening, 8:30, FM 100.3, KFAM. Your new guy, Pontus Aberg, he's been here about a week. How is he fitting in?
He's doing well. I mean, I thought in his own mind, too, last game was probably a little bit of a downer. But his first couple games were really good, as were Rask's. Seen a lot of good things with both of them. But, I mean, I think Aberg will get back to his game tonight. And at the same time, we'll be trying out our new guy, Brad Hunt, and see how he does.
With Hunt from the blue line, are you looking for more offense from that spot?
Yeah, that's what – I mean, he's an offensive defenseman, power play specialist. So we're hoping that he can help our power play a little bit.
After the Anaheim loss, have you sensed more effort and urgency from the guys?
I think more ticked offness. You know, I mean, I think anytime a team breaks a 12-game winning streak against you, or losing streak against you, you get your pride takes a hit. And I think our pride took a hit a little bit. And consequently, we've played better since.
You do anything fun in Vegas?
Not yet.
Well, you were just there.
I'm going back.
Oh, sweet. Lucky you. Well, what about your cardio, and what about you coming back to the team sharp and in shape? I mean, that matters too.
Well, you know what? I'm not going to look too much different the next time you see me.
When you're in Las Vegas, do you find good meals?
I think there's enough good places to eat, but you're the master there. You would know everything. I'm going to be looking for your advice on where to eat and what to do.
And when you guys are in Vegas and you're playing, did you make sure the guys were bedded down at a reasonable time, like curfews and stuff?
you know, the one thing we have is I never have a curfew, but I mean, they're responsible enough to know. And I think we have a good enough bunch of guys that if somebody was out, they would police it themselves because they want to win pretty badly here.
Well, say like Stalock's not going to play in the Golden Knights game and he knows he's not playing. Well, I mean, unless you pull Dubnyk. Say he's on an unbelievably good craps run and that he just can't stop till like 4 in the morning. Would he get in trouble?
If I found out about it, he would.
And speaking of the Golden Knights, last one. Why do you guys match up so well with Las Vegas?
I don't know, but I want it to continue. You know, they're a heck of a club, and they keep coming at you. But so far, we've done pretty well against them, and you know, we'd like it to be the same. You know, I think the guys get up for it a lot because of Zucker being his hometown and everything, and I think that rubs off, and it just keeps going.
A lot of open ice tonight, right? This is a big game. This will be a lot of fun. Thanks for the conversation. Enjoy your downtime, and we'll chat soon, okay?
Absolutely, Paul. Take care. Have a good weekend.
Bruce Boudreau, coach of the Minnesota Wild, 8:30 tonight. Big spot game. Wild and Avs, big-time rivalry, as the Minnesota Wild goes. 8:30 on The Fan with Kurtz and Reed.